The Queen's Cousin. Although Scotland occupies the same island as England and is now part of Great Britain, in Elizabeth's time it was a separate country. The two nations had a difficult relationship. Again and again, England tried to take over Scotland. For years, the Scottish looked for help from France, England's great rival, to keep English invaders at bay. Not long after Elizabeth became Queen of England, Mary Stuart became ruler of Scotland. She was known as Mary, Queen of Scots. Mary and Elizabeth were distant cousins, but they were far from friends. Because Mary Stuart was related to King Henry VIII, she had a claim to the English throne. Also, Mary Stuart was Catholic. Many Catholics in England wanted Mary, a Catholic, and not Elizabeth, sitting on the English throne. They thought that Mary Stuart was England's rightful leader. And it seemed that Mary thought so too. She signed her letters with a special seal. It had her family's coat of arms joined with England's royal coat of arms. Mary was an attractive woman who, it was rumored, could use her charms to convince anyone to do anything for her. Elizabeth worried that Mary Stuart would use the support of Catholics in England and Scotland to steal the throne. However, Mary Stuart was not a popular queen in Scotland. She angered her people by marrying a man they did not like. The Scottish rebelled. They wanted Mary off the throne. Fearing for her life, Mary fled Scotland on horseback in the middle of the night. She rode for miles, crossing into England. Through letters, she begged her cousin Queen Elizabeth, whom she called sister, to protect her. This made Elizabeth nervous. She didn't want Mary in England. After all, Mary had refused to recognize Elizabeth as queen. But Elizabeth could not refuse to help another queen. A queen who was her cousin. So she agreed to keep Mary safe. Over the next 19 years, Mary lived in at least 4 different castles in England. Mary hated the cold, crumbling castles where she was kept. Different lords were in charge of guarding Mary and keeping an eye on her. Elizabeth's advisors suspected her of plotting against Queen Elizabeth. Their suspicions were right. But often there wasn't enough solid proof against Mary Stuart. Then, in 1586, a group of rebels planned to free Mary Stuart and put her on the throne of England. Their plan failed only because Elizabeth's faithful Walsingham got wind of it through his network of spies. This time, there was proof. Mary Stuart was smuggling notes to the rebels in beer barrels from the castle where she was held prisoner. When Elizabeth found out, she was furious. The rebels' leader was put to death. But what would Elizabeth do about Mary? She had protected her cousin in England for almost 20 years. Now Elizabeth looked like a fool. Mary Stuart was put on trial. She was allowed to defend herself, but was found guilty of treason. The judges sentenced Mary Stuart to death. Although Elizabeth had no love for her cousin, she did not want to sign the death warrant. As the days went by, Elizabeth's health suffered. It was a difficult situation. If she did not execute Mary, a traitor, everyone would see her as weak. If she did, she was executing a queen. In the end, Elizabeth signed the warrant, and Mary Stuart was beheaded. Church bells rang in celebration. In life, Mary and Elizabeth never met face to face, but they are buried only a few feet from each other in Westminster Abbey. However, when the Queen heard the bells, she went into a temper. She claimed that she had not agreed to the execution. Elizabeth wanted to deny her part in the death. Instead of taking responsibility, she could blame others. That did little to calm King Philip of Spain. Like Mary Stuart, He was Catholic. He was furious that Elizabeth had put to death a Catholic queen. It was all the reason he needed to go to war against England. In 1588, he sent his ships, known as the Armada, to England. The first fleet was to distract the English navy in a battle at sea, so that troops in other ships could land and storm the countryside. He hoped to seize the English crown from Elizabeth. The sea battle lasted for days, but luck was with the English. First, they burned some of the enemy ships. Then, a great storm came through the English Channel. Spanish ships crashed against the rocks and were destroyed. Desperate Spanish soldiers who swam away were killed on shore. It was a great moment for England. The storm was seen as a blessing from God. Elizabeth had shown that she, a woman, could fight a war as well as any king. The English navy had proven itself by defeating the powerful Armada. In the coming years, England would rule the seas with its great navy.